Double Act by Barry Creighton was quite a directing journey for me. It was being prepared for the main stage, starring James B. Sicking from Hill Street Blues, a monster hit on television as a cop drama TV series, and Sharon Gless, who was also the star of Cagney and Lacey. The two of them coming together to do this, what we call two-hander, two actors only on stage, dealing with the love relationship they encounter and the trials and tribulations therein, was promising to be a huge moment in the season at the Coconut Grove Playhouse, when, unfortunately, Sharon came down with, I guess what can only be described as a very serious illness at the time, a version of hepatitis C, I believe. But Sharon, being Sharon Gless, wouldn't take no for an answer, and she continued to want to rehearse. We rehearsed at her apartment. She had an IV drip in her arm, and she claimed no matter what, she'd get better, and she wouldn't disappoint me, and she wouldn't disappoint Jim, and she would be able to do it. But unfortunately, it was not possible, and we were able to get Alexander Okarma, who'd played the play before, to come in and do it. And I can only say Jim Sicking was just the hero, because he adapted first to the trials, tribulations, and caring he was sharing with Sharon, and within a flicker, as an actor, was able to bring his talent to adjust to the rhythms, line readings, and persona of Alexandra. As a director and a producing artistic director, I can only tell you this is quite indicative of the way people care about live theater, the performers and people I got to know at the Coconut Grove Playhouse. I cherish them all.